Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
Take two or three. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the first time. It really is. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Main Street TV. I'm Rodney Tomlin, a.k.a. Porterhouse. This right here is Tanya Haddon, a.k.a. the HR chick around here at Total Media. And somehow or another, Tanya, they have lassoed me into coming over here. I'm like,
I got lassoed, too.
But I'm okay with this because everybody and anybody that knows me knows I love to eat and I love to try new things. And with Valentine's Day here, I know that, you know, there might be something special, something easy that somebody would like to make.
As far as you don't want to go out and spend the money at the restaurant, you want to cook at home.
Absolutely. Take it from me. You don't want to go out and spend that money. You want to do it at home.
So. On a fake holiday.
This whole Valentine's Day thing, it's all made up anyway. And, you know, and I've been reading further into this, and if you've been following me, you know that I'm a big anti-Valentine's Day kind of guy. I mean, there's just so much that goes along with Valentine's Day, and I can't believe the cancel culture hasn't canceled it yet, because, I mean, think of the anxieties that you had as a kid, not having a girlfriend, or wondering whether or not somebody was going to try to send you a Valentine, or will they accept the Valentine that you send?
Right.
I mean, that started at a young age when you had to build that Valentine's Day box and take it in, and then everyone was supposed to be putting a Valentine.
To make you feel better about yourself.
Right. But would someone put that special one in there? So the anxiety, I mean, honestly, it's hard on people. So I think we should cancel Valentine's Day altogether.
But let's still eat.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I personally believe if you can only love me extra on one day, it's not going to be worth my time. I want extra love every day. I don't want a Hallmark commercial or a card telling me that any day should be any different on how much I'm loved.
But unfortunately, we are a minority, I believe, whenever we say things like that. And, you know,
kudos to those that love it.
Absolutely. I mean,
I hope you celebrate it well.
Exactly. And in reality, to me, Valentine's Day is more for young love or budding love, if you will, because of the Cupid's arrows and things like that. I think once you've been together with someone, Valentine's Day becomes rather moot. But it is still fun to celebrate. It gives you that opportunity and a reason to show that extra love. And sometimes people do that through the stomach.
I'm going to be doing it today.
Straight to the heart is through the stomach. And we're going to be doing that with a great selection of, well, we're starting out with dessert.
We're starting out with dessert because it has to bake a little longer than the stuffed pork chops.
Really? Cake takes longer than pork chops?
Well, the way we're making it, it's going to take about 25 minutes. And in the air fryer, the pork chop should take around 15.
Oh, well, good.
To 20. I didn't really...
Thank God for the air fryer. This thing right here has definitely changed the face of cooking around my house, and I think everybody's house around America. But anyway, Tanya... I guess.
I'm going to let you mix the cake.
That's fine,
but
tell us a little bit.
Yeah,
but tell us a little bit about this. What is this? I see strawberries. I see
Toll House
cookie chips, chocolate chips. I see Cool Whip. I see 7-Up. I see Duncan Hines perfectly moist. I knew that was coming.
I was prepared.
Strawberry Supreme cake mix. We got a lot of stuff to mix in this bowl right here. So how do we do
it? The two ingredients that go into the pan is the cake mix and the 7-Up or Sprite, whichever you prefer. 7-Up's what I had in the fridge, so.
What if I got the like Big K off brand?
I'm sure that would work. You only need about 16 ounces.
Okay.
But this is, again, for those that have watched a couple of these already, it's a TikTok recipe. Quick and easy and fun.
You're too old for TikTok.
The TikTok?
You're too old for the TikTok.
Right?
I am. Do you do the
definitely
video?
Definitely of age. So I've done one video. And that was just to see if I was young enough to do it. Hip enough to do it. It actually worked out okay. The one I wanted to be like a post ended up being a story, and I don't know why it's different.
I can't keep
but it's different.
Yeah. So if you're on TikTok?
The TikTok. I have a Snapchat too, but I do that just because my grandkids love to make silly faces with the pictures.
Oh yeah, the camera filters are what's so fun on that. But
with the TikTok, that's awful.
I've got a 45-year-old nephew that is big into TikToks. Really? He's got followers.
My son and his wife, they have a side gig, Appletown mm-hmm. Events and Rentals, and they have so many followers on their TikTok, and it's so cool to watch the videos.
My nephew's is Meatloaf and Moonshine, and that's it. That's his name. That's the account name. Awesome. So if you follow that, you might get to see some of the crazy stuff that he gets into, well, which is a little off the wall.
It's pretty boring.
I don't even know if I have. I think I have
like 17 followers, or maybe well, a little.
Hey, you're 17 ahead of me right now.
So this is your bag of strawberry cake mix.
And it's kind of pink, like strawberry would be. Does it smell like strawberry?
This is my favorite cake mix. But anyway, I'm gonna take this.
Okay.
Can you drop this down here, please, Dylan?
So what we've done here, we can see it looks like you've already buttered the pan.
Yeah, I've sprayed it with a nonstick cooking spray.
So whenever I pour this in, now, do I want to pour it evenly?
Yeah, as much as you can, evenly. There you go.
Not in a pile or any, or does it matter?
I mean, it doesn't matter. But I guess evenly it's all is better.
Get mixed. Yeah. All right, so that looks good and even.
Yep.
If not, we'll do that right there. That's a little trick.
Preheat your oven at 350.
That's in the process right there.
And you're going to pour evenly a can of your favorite lemon lime soda.
Just one can?
One and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah.
All right, so there's one. So should I go ahead and start stirring now?
You can, yeah. Just.
Yeah, it still needs a little more moisture.
Make it easy.
Needs to be wetter than how that is.
Yeah.
She's one of those people that don't like that word for some reason.
I don't. It's not a very Valentine-y word. So it doesn't look great, but you're going to mix it until...
I mean, it looks kind of funny. It's all sudden up and everything, foaming up and everything here. Now, have you done this yourself, or is this just...
I've not. I've only watched this one on the TikTok.
On the TikTok, did it seem to be this lumpy?
Yeah, because it was.
It really looks lumpy right now.
You just need to whisk it for about a minute or so. Try not to splash it everywhere.
You got a little low bowl. You need a bowl with bigger sides on the side of it, so I ain't slopping it everywhere.
It's all in the wrist action.
Well, I'm used to bigger swirls, I guess. Because this right here is all the tight confinement for me.
So once all the mix, all the dry mix is not apparent, you're done.
So how are we looking?
It looks pretty decent to me.
Pretty decent.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Anything dry.
All right, so what comes
next?
Check
the corner over here.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go in there at all, did I?
Oh, careful.
So I'm very sloppy, if you haven't figured that out. If you wonder what my countertops look like when I get done cooking, it's usually little splats of this and little splats of that.
So that looks pretty decent.
That does. That looks pretty good. I'm kind of impressed with myself.
You should be. Just set that on there.
Okay.
And then you're going to stick it in your oven at
350. About strawberries?
That comes last.
It lasts? Yeah. So basically we just do this right here. We take them.
Yep.
Do that. We get it all even, and then
you're
going to
put
at this. Porterhouse is going to put this in the oven.
Yep. Set it in there.
Oh.
Be careful. It's super hot.
It is. It is very small as well, tight in there to try to put that in there. It just barely fits. How are you going to get that out? You're going to burn your hand.
I am not going to burn my hand.
Well, I'll burn my hand then, because you're going to make me get it out, aren't you?
So you're going to set your timer for 25 minutes.
25?
Keep checking on it. It'll bubble up and it'll look spongy on top when it's time to come out. So I'll show you that when that's ready. You've got a couple things you got to go take care of.
I do. And you're going to take us into what we're doing next.
I am going to stuff some pork chops and put them in the air fryer.
I've
also brought some cauliflower. We're going to do some roasted cauliflower with some black truffle.
Well, where's all of our main ingredients at?
Right over there next to Dylan.
Oh, yeah, there they are. All right. So what do we got here?
These are the pork chops.
Pork chops. Greasy, greasy. We're going to beat you easy.
Yeah. So
I'm
typically,
let me ask you.
These are the really thin ones.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is there a preferred kind of pork chop for this?
You're going to want to get the thin ones, and you're going to want to maybe beat them out a little bit, get them a little thinner. I didn't have a whole lot of time for prep on these this morning.
Kind of like a Jackson County veal.
Yeah, not quite that thin.
Not quite that thin.
But enough to take one of the small ones and fold it over after it's stuffed.
I got you.
We're going to do our best to work with just the thin without having any beating done to them to thin them out.
So are these pre-beaten?
No.
So you're going to beat them?
We're just going to do it.
Okay.
All right. I attempted it this morning while I was trying to get ready for work, and it was not a pretty sign. So I said, you know what? We're just going to have to cook them a little bit longer.
Tanya's waking the whole house up. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. It was. I just said, whatever. I rinsed them off and started beating them, and I thought, this is going to take me forever, and I got to be at work for a show. So
there you go. So, all right. So we got the pork chops.
Yes.
What's next?
Next will be your one package of cream cheese. It doesn't matter the brand.
I'm going to step back out of here and let you get to work there. Okay. And then I'll be back in just a moment.
Yep. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Anyway, this is just going to be your one package of cream cheese. Again, TikTok recipe. It had a few different seasoning options at this point. Paprika, garlic, salt, pepper. There was one view that had some bacon bits in it. I'm doing without the bacon bits. The prep time itself is maybe about 10 minutes total. I'm hoping a little bit longer since we have an hour to fill. So you're going to take your one package of room temperature cream cheese, super soft. You're going to take your salt. I wish Jen was here so she could do this for me. Salt. Season it up. Your pepper. Season it up. A dash or two, depending on how much garlic you like, of garlic salt. I don't like it a lot, but I do like the flavor. And then you're going to do some paprika. Smoked or regular is fine. Put that all together. One minute, just a second. Yeah, I'm going to bring Dylan in. Once you have the seasoning in, you're going to take about a cup or so of your baby spinach. Just dump it in there on top.
I don't like spinach.
I'm sorry?
I don't like spinach much.
That's okay. You're not going to taste the spinach. You're going to taste the cream cheese. I promise. So about a cup and a half of that. And then you're going to mix it together. You can use whatever mixing technique you prefer. I brought a mixer as well because I wasn't sure how well this was going to go with my...
So is this what's stuffing the pork chops?
This is your actual stuffing for the chops. And I am going to switch over to the mixer because I don't like how this is mixing.
Yeah, a little clumpy.
Yeah, I want it to mix well. So...
Cream cheese almost looks like just butter.
Oh, it is better than butter. So, mix it all in there nice and evenly. It may take a couple minutes to get it all together.
The spinach is probably going to look like real ground up sort of.
Yeah.
I just saw some fly off to the side and like go across the room.
Hope we find it. I'm gonna move some of this stuff out of the way. So once it is mixed, you want to put it back down. It's gonna look pretty much like this. Oh wait, I'm going the wrong direction. There we go.
Cameras are confusing sometimes.
I'm opposite.
Starting to smell the cake though.
Yeah, it's looking really good too. It's starting to bubble nicely. You got about
so seven. It's gonna be like a 7-Up cake.
Yeah, I mean it's made with 7-Up.
Oh, I'm like half in the camera.
So the next step is, now mind you, I have washed my hands, I promise. Before the show I washed my hands. And I need my plate. Where is it at? There we go. I'm going to just take my pork chop. I didn't have a lot of room for the big air fryer, so we're going to use the small one and only do a couple at a time. But we have this one I did attempt to beat out, so it's a little thinner. Take a scoop. Place it on your pork chop, spread it out a little bit. You can also choose to season at this point if you'd like.
These are just the neatest salt and pepper.
Aren't they neat? One of my favorite Christmas presents ever.
Ah, okay.
And then you just fold it over.
That makes sense. That's why it's called stuffed pork chop.
Yeah. I am adding an extra dash of paprika on the top. I love the smoked paprika as well. I didn't have any to bring with me, but this recipe I have tried at home. I'm going to place it in your air fryer. Let's do another piece. Ah, Rodney's back.
Smells good in here.
Smell like strawberries?
Smells just like strawberries, actually, so... What were some, to enlighten me, what have we done so far?
So we have mixed your block of sour cream,
mm-hmm.
softened with seasoning, salt, pepper, paprika, and a little bit of garlic salt.
Oh, it sounds good.
And spinach. We blended it all together.
I could do without the spinach, but
you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
You're going to be surprised.
I like surprises.
Yeah. You're just going to take some and put it inside your pork chop. Flip your pork chop over. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't season this thing. I'm going to season it.
Oh, you're a cheater. She's got the salt grinder.
I'm bougie.
Bougie. She's got a salt grinder and a pepper grinder, but they're both battery operated.
Yeah, they're pretty neat.
Yeah, that's kind of like, I think I would like a couple of those myself.
That's what Jen said when I brought them in the last when we made dill pickle soup last week.
Which was an interesting concoction.
It was a very interesting concoction.
So, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't something that I would normally eat. But again, it would be very, I still haven't figured out what it would be, but it would be one of those things that would be very complimentary to another meal.
I have decided what it's going to be complimentary to. Gourmet grilled cheese.
Oh, you're right.
The very thick Texas toast.
Yes.
In the, like a panini press.
Yeah.
With your multi-faceted of cheeses, mm-hmm. you could use... Any cheese.
That's a great idea, actually.
I know.
I mean, really, let's try the dill pickle soup and grilled cheeses like that. All right, let's continue.
All right.
So
I'm going to go ahead and just get these two started.
Uh-huh.
Where are we at on time? I think we're way ahead. So we've got a little bit of time still, 15 minutes on the cake. I'm going to go ahead and get these two started, and I'm going to stuff the rest of the pork chops,
okay.
because we have a very large crew here at Total Media.
I'm sure that we're all going to want to try some.
Do you think I could put one more in there?
I think one more will fit. Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah,
I only brought the small one because I didn't want to bring.
We
can
put two more in like that.
I think so.
Let's do it.
We'll try it.
So, Tanya, I know that you know. Obviously, we all love to cook, and there comes a passion for cooking. Where does your passion for cooking come from?
I get tired of eating the same old thing all the time. And then I started watching the TikToks because my grandkids love to bake with me.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the recipes get a little complicated and they lose interest because they're toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to find some quick and easy TikTok recipes for cookies. And then as I'm scrolling through that, getting lost in time because it's TikTok, I came across dinner recipes that are easy did it.
I know that we do a lot of you're doing a lot of the TikTok recipes and stuff, but if you're cooking at home, are you more of a traditional cooker? Do you like cook like my house, we're hillbillies, you know, I mean, we eat soup beans, we eat fried taters, we eat mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese is part of the food groups as far as I'm concerned.
Mac and cheese very often.
My kids and anybody that eats my mac and cheese loves my mac and cheese. I make regular homemade, but what I do is I do nothing special. I cook noodles,
mm-hmm.
salt mm-hmm. the noodles, and then I pour butter into the. I drain the noodles. Pour okay. butter. Put some butter in it, or some margarine, a little milk, and then I just chop up cheese and melt the cheese in there. And that's nice. All that is in my macaroni and cheese. And everyone that eats it just raves over it. Like
so
I've done
something
special.
So you're making that the next time we do a cooking show?
I can do that, and you'll love it. I hope anyway. Well. Yeah. Yeah, can we get a stove where we can boil water and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we have access to the hot plate. I'd love to find us a kitchen to go do this.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Somebody's got one somewhere they're going to want to choose.
I think so.
But you know, I mean, myself personally, you know, I grew up, I mean, I can remember baking with my father. My father and I used to have bake-offs. Like, we would make, like, apple pies and stuff and start from scratch. Nice. We would make the crust, obviously, from scratch, and then we would make the filling and... It was always weird. Especially, I remember this specifically. One time, we made apple pies, and when we made these pies, mine kicked his butt. I mean, this is like 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. It was really, really good when we cooked them, and his was okay. It was good. I mean, it was really good. But what was weird is the next day, after the pie cooled off, my pie tasted like crap, and his was still good. I never could figure that out. I think because I made fun of him.
Do you think maybe he would switch it on you?
You know, I never thought about that.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. But another thing that my parents taught me, one of my staples around my house, biscuits and gravy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
I could give you a really funny story about biscuits and gravy and what it meant at my house, but I don't want to embarrass my mom or my dad. Oh, yeah, put that in there. Set the timer all the way over to. So once that's in there.
All the way?
No, that's down to the bottom.
Hold on a bar.
Yeah, right here is good.
Well, the interesting thing about biscuits and gravy to me is it seems like every family, every region, people do it a different way, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Because my gravy is done differently than what a lot of people that I know.
And I prefer bacon gravy over sausage.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the same way.
I love bacon. This is my grandmother's. That was her thing, bacon gravy.
I like bacon gravy, and then breaking sausage up into my bacon gravy really gives it a little bit of extra kick, too.
I agree.
But,
I crumble the bacon into the bacon gravy.
That's good.
I don't want to confuse me.
I like a little bit of everything. I used to call it, my mom, I don't know what she, I forget what she called it, but she used to put all kinds of different things in a crock pot, vegetables, this, that, the other meats and different things. And it'd come out some sort of vegetable soup of some sort.
We need to talk about that.
But what I would call it is slop. It looked like we were slopping the hogs, but it was the best slop I ever had in my life.
So this is also a running debate in my family. Is vegetable soup red or brown?
In my house, it's red. Red is part of the vegetable, that's, which is tomato.
That's called vegetable chili when you make it with tomato juice. Oh. Chili is made with tomato juice.
Yeah. But
it's vegetable chili.
Only
whenever,
if you put chili seasoning in it. That's what makes chili chili. It's the seasoning that makes chili chili.
No.
It's not the
tomatoes and the beans.
No, that's what makes
it chili.
No. You, all right, look, I can prove this to
soup
you.
Soup is
okay,
not.
Okay, I'll prove this to you. I won't put chili powder in a bowl. I make chili and do everything that you do for chili. And then, but the chili powder.
You've
and
had
then
my chili, right?
I have. And it's good. It really is good. But I'm telling you. If you don't put the chili powder in it, it tastes like soup.
I would agree with that. But as long as I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
But I know
vegetable
what you're saying.
Soup and, is and, to be soup. It like I will add tomatoes to my vegetable soup, but I always make it with beef broth.
And that's good. I like it. And the
I
thing
like
about
the brown.
It is, I like it both ways. I'll eat it anyway. Make it for me, and I'll eat it. I'll laugh.
Bring
me
leftovers. You don't care, right?
Exactly. I'll sop it up with a biscuit. I don't care, man. I just love to eat. And that's the beauty of cooking and food because, I mean, we can take recipes like this, and this is the simple part of the recipe, but if you really wanted to spice something like this up, you could do so much with these stuffed pork chops alone by stuffing other things in with that other than the spinach and thing. That's the beauty of cooking.
Or
because
you could use the stuffing mix for chicken. You could use
absolutely
it, for minute steaks or
porterhouse steaks. We need to do a stuffed porterhouse. Yeah. We'll stuff porterhouse on these pork chops. I think
We can do that. But what we're talking about. So I wonder if do you have a favorite recipe from home, like from your childhood, that you absolutely have to have? at your house?
No. You know, the one thing that I don't have, the one recipe that I don't have that I wish I had was my mom's chicken casserole.
Okay.
Which is a pretty standard chicken casserole, I think, but because I had issues for whatever reason. I don't know if I was allergic to it. I don't seem to be so much, but at the time of my life, I believe I was allergic to mushrooms. So the cream of mushroom soup, I couldn't eat the cream of mushroom. So she wouldn't put the cream of mushroom soup in it and made it like that. And I do. I loved it. I mean, to me, it was, and I mean, I can eat it either way, but, and now, but yeah, I do miss mom's that. And I miss her slop that we talked about there just a moment ago. And in reality, my mom's biscuits and gravy and my dad's biscuits and gravy. I mean, those are the things that stand out most for me.
So, biscuits and gravy? No, because I don't make biscuits and gravy the way mom makes biscuits and gravy.
I got you.
And he gets excited when there's food.
Yeah, well, I don't blame your mom.
There's no meaning other than nourishment whenever there's...
That's all there needs to be in my book. I mean, that's what food... I mean, hey, I love to eat food and for any occasion, any reason. I'm... Between the smell of the strawberry cake over there and...
It does smell pretty good.
Yeah, and now this is starting to get some aroma to it. The stuffed pork chops are starting to... I'm getting... My mouth is beginning to water quite profusely, I guess. So...
Super easy. Look how easy 8 stuffed pork chops was.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have them done with the cake all in under an hour.
So... That's
the easiest thing to do.
That is good, because that's one thing, you know, I mean, easy and quick are two good things, especially in our lifestyles today. So, so let me ask you this, Tonya, what's the most challenging thing you think you've ever cooked? Cause you know, you talk to some people and some people might say something like, you know, I can't do an upside down cake.
That I don't even attempt anymore.
What's that?
Two things. Red velvet cake from scratch.
Oh, yeah?
That is my husband's deal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my husband and my daughter now. Like, he even won a competition over at the YMCA.
Really?
Cupcake Wars a few years ago.
I want to try some of those, really.
I'll tell you, they're pretty special. It's his mom's recipe. But it's called the Wardolph red velvet cake.
The
original recipe came from
the Wardolph Hotel in
New York. And it's phenomenal. And they make their own frosting for it. It's a 2-day process for him to make the frosting. Yeah.
So to put that much effort and time.
Oh, it's so good.
What I like to call love in your cooking, it has to be.
I've tried it once or twice, and I am an epic failure at the red velvet cake. Like, it's how you mix the vinegar with the soda and how you put the... It's crazy. Like,
I've never attempted red velvet cake. I didn't even know there was vinegar in it, so that tells you how much I know when it comes to that kind of stuff.
It's crazy. The vinegar goes, I think, in with the cocoa. Anyway, I am not good at that, and I am okay with saying that's your baby. Lydia has, I think, mastered it just as well as he has. So that's she just made one for his birthday a couple weeks ago, and it was probably her best yet.
Wow.
It's really good.
You know, the toughest thing, and it seems like a simple thing, but one of the toughest things that I found to actually cook for myself personally, cornbread. Just making regular cornbread. Either I burn it, it's soupy in the middle. I mean, I just never can seem to get it right. And, you know,
Do you use a cast iron or do you just use a...
I've used cast iron. I've used the aluminum pans. I've used a little bit of everything.
I've heated the pans
up and poured it in like mom used to do. I just can't seem to get that cornbread that mom used to make, you know. It never tastes the same, and I just haven't been able to do it. And I love cornbread.
I do too. And I've tried the jalapeno cornbread.
I have, and it's good. It's very good. I mean, cornbread's another thing that you can do. You can put your own twist and everything onto that way. So
we're almost done with that. But the other thing I don't do is a turkey.
Really?
That's
a difficult one.
It is
for
a very difficult one because I am not one to use a thermometer.
Right.
Like, that makes no sense to me. I mean, it does make sense to me, but, like, I just eyeball it.
The greatest invention for cooking turkeys is that bag, that cooking bag.
Yeah.
You put them in that cooking bag, and it's like you can almost never fail doing something like that. So, might have to give that a try. So, we're about a minute away right now. So, what's going to happen here whenever we pull this out?
It's going to be super hot.
Is there any risk? You know how the cake used to fall? You had to be
required. This was supposed to.
Oh, okay. So this it's so we can make all the noise sinking. And yeah. jar it around all we want.
Yeah, this one's going to do a little sinking. And then as it's sinking and trying to cool, we're going to layer it with some chocolate chips, let it melt. And then we're going to take our strawberries that I have cut and quartered, added about a teaspoon, 2 teaspoons of sugar to let it soak in the juices. And then we're going to layer that over top of the chocolate, melted chocolate. And then the Cool Whip is you can either layer it over the Cool Whip or over the strawberries or just add a dollop to your cut piece. The TikTok recipe actually called for strawberry gelatin to be mixed in with the Cool Whip to make a frosting.
Oh, that sounds good too.
But I just thought that was going to be too much
strawberry
and not get the chocolate covered.
Either way, I bet it's delicious either way. All right, we got a beep going on there, so that means that the cake should be done. According to time.
Ooh, that got a little close.
Oh, you melted your bag there, huh? All right, so Tanya... It's going to.
Do you care to hold that real quick?
I don't mind at all.
So I don't burn us.
Yes. See, I'm glad you're doing that because I guarantee you I would touch my knuckles to the side. Oh, look at you. One handed. I would have used both hands. There you go. All right. So.
Let me get this out of the way. See it cracking?
Yeah, it is starting to crack, and it is pulling away. And that's by design. I guess probably the 7-Up probably has a little bit to do with that, I would imagine.
I would say. Still feel the heat coming off on it.
Oh, yeah. So that means that our chocolate chips will probably melt.
Nice.
And the really great
nice.
Thing about this, like you said, is starting to crack as it falls and stuff. And that means that some of that chocolate's actually going to get a chance maybe to melt down into it.
We're hoping. This is the first time, like I said, I've done this. So.
Yeah, well, come on, TikTok.
We need more chocolate.
You need more chocolate. You can't get too much chocolate. It'll just run off to the side if that's the case.
All right, there you go. Oh, bag it is. Oh, we have some of the melted chicken.
Oh, they got
melted
in the
oven.
Bag.
So we're going to spread this out.
Yeah, I was going to say, should it go all the way to the edges? Because I know that obviously we got the hole in the middle or the dip in the middle there, but yeah, taking that all the way out to the edge. So it's kind of like when you're making pizza, you don't want to leave like that much without
the crust.
Why do people do that whenever you make pizza? Why do you leave so much crust? I like it all the way to the edge, cheese flowing over the edge of the pizza, and that's when it gets brown and crispy.
Look how pretty that is.
That is amazing looking, to be honest with you. The way that chocolate's starting to melt in there. Put it back in the oven. Let it melt more. Let it melt more. So, all right, so we got chocolate melting here with the chips and stuff. So, you're going to go ahead and sprinkle the. In the strawberries now. Again, quartered and 2 tablespoons of sugar. Now, how many strawberries did you use? Or
is
there
this
a specific,
is just one of the large packages.
Like a quart size
thing
or something like that.
One of the larger ones.
And then we'll spread that out. So basically, we're pretty near done with this.
Look how pretty that,
that
is.
That is pretty.
I'm impressed for a can of. Sorry, you didn't see this. I'm impressed for what we just did.
Absolutely. That looks great. We're doing good. We're halfway home on our stuffed pork chops.
So do we want to dollop the Cool Whip now, or do we want to wait until it's on a plate?
You mean like individually, like dollop?
Just throw some on there.
Yeah, throw it on there. Let's just see what it looks
like.
Okay. Yeah, let's go all the way.
Can you do me a favor and open that? Let me see what that looks like over there.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Do those need flipped or anything?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness,
can you see those?
He needs a.
Look at that. That's halfway done right there.
I think we're really going to only need about another 2 minutes on that.
All right, well, we'll put them back
two
in there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try them. I ain't scared.
I'm really excited about those.
I am too, to be honest with you.
I'm
as excited about this, though, I think, as well.
I brought cauliflower to roast to go with the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I even want to mess with the side of cauliflower.
No, cauliflower just ruin it. Cauliflower. Who eats cauliflower?
I do. I roast it with some black truffle seasoning.
I knew there was something wrong with you.
I guarantee you it's not because I eat cauliflower.
Yeah, that's not got anything to do with it. You're, well, at least you admit it. No, you know, I'm okay with cauliflower. To me, it doesn't have much of a taste, but I like it pickled.
in hot juice.
Yeah.
I like pickled cauliflower.
I like to char mine with some olive oil, bacon, and garlic.
That sounds good as well.
I do the same thing with my asparagus.
I was never an asparagus guy, but I am because
Brussels, I do the same thing.
I think what it is I never was really exposed to it. We didn't, you know, my mom and dad, that we were hillbillies. We didn't need, I don't think my mom knew what asparagus was, to be honest with you. So, you know, we didn't eat those kind of things. And, you know, as I get older and I travel and, you know, you get to know more and more people, and obviously we get more, I guess.
Reliant on.
Well, I mean, more, our horizons broaden, I guess,
yeah,
it's probably the best. And you get the opportunity to try more things. So asparagus, not much of a, I wasn't much on it, but I've tried it a few other times. And again, it's probably how it's prepared. A little bit of Parmesan or Parmesan cheese on it. I love Parmesan cheese.
I can understand that. All right, where are we at? We have, I think we're good to bring that out.
Bring her out. All right. It looks good. I know that. I don't know what the bottoms look. Man, there's all kinds of good droppings in the bottom. We can make gravy out of the grease in the bottom of that, too. Pork chops make good gravy.
They do.
You can make gravy about it. I made hamburger gravy before. You?
I think because they were thinner,
they cooked a little quicker.
A little quicker. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we're not even in camera here. Yeah, I guess. So, we'll move this back over here. We're going to put the other four in here. So we
Let me look at this real quick.
Make sure it's cooked.
Let's do a few more minutes.
All right, we'll do a few more minutes. You going to flip them over then?
No.
You're going to keep them on the same side?
Yeah.
All right. Why, now, can I ask you
I
why?
I did that because the edges were still a little pink.
Okay.
I don't like a pink pork chop.
No.
I don't like a dry pork chop, so I do like to have that juicy white.
Okay, so well, since those are still a couple of minutes away, I guess the big question is, and you know,
we'll try the stuffing, the drippings from the stuffing.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. Okay. This might actually be pretty good. Seriously.
I know. I've already made this once.
I mean, I really thought that the spinach was going to take away from it, but it even tastes the spinach.
No, you can't. And
I think
it
just
adds,
it's in there for the roughage and color.
For the texture. And the,
And you know, oftentimes that's what you find a lot in food. Some things aren't even for flavor. It's for texture and or appearance.
Right.
I think that's what's really cool about cooking, to be honest with you.
So let's let you try dessert first.
Absolutely.
You want to try dessert
Absolutely.
First?
Absolutely.
So this is supposed to be kind of messy.
Messy's always good. Oh my gosh. It is.
Oh.
Oh.
Push that off of there.
Okay. Now, here, let's go ahead and get this up there to the camera real quick, and I'll show you the messy she's talking about right here. Look at how melted everything. I gotta get the focus, I guess. Look how melted everything is right there. Can you focus it up just a little bit there?
Maybe in front of that other camera that has an autofocus?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Anyway,
oh, there it is.
There it is. But as you can see, it's all that chocolate is melted down around there, man.
The plate.
The plate turned, yeah. You can see through the plate.
I didn't even think about the green.
That is horrible. Where'd you learn that?
I know, right?
That's actually good. Chocolate. It'd
probably be better chilled.
I like it hot. But you're right. It might be. Do I have to stop now?
No. No, we've got a couple more minutes. Yeah, you can eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Because we got a couple more minutes and on the pork chop, and you can try that next.
Okay.
Waiting for the pork chop while Porter eats his
cake. Porterhouse eats cake while waiting. So, back to
you're sharing. Don't take that away from me.
I was trying to take it away. But okay, so what's your first memories of cooking? I mean, do you remember the first thing you ever cooked?
Oh my gosh.
It's good.
That is really good. The cake is definitely the M word.
Yes, it's very
inward. It's very inward.
But do you,
brilliant.
So what was the first thing you ever cooked? I know a lot of people maybe eggs.
Probably, but the first thing I ever really remember spending time in the kitchen doing. Sorry, I probably have chocolate dripping off my lip. So my grandfather, when he lived in Kingston, had a giant garden. Giant garden. And we would always be out there picking potatoes tomatoes. And I remember picking the potatoes, the small red potatoes, cleaning them up, cutting them up, and then going into the kitchen with Granny and chopping up sausage, like the kielbasas and green beans. And
All straight from the garden.
And I remember mixing that together and helping her stir. And she always had, I always had her second apron on, and it like hung down to the floor as I was standing on the stool next to her at the stove. But that's probably what I remember the most is like stirring the stew with Granny.
Some of the things that I remember cooking, one of the first things that I remember helping with, I think, was a Chef Boyardee pizza. I don't know why that stands out so much, but the Chef Boyardee pizza. And I like pizzas. I mean, making homemade pizza in general, but I can't beat a Chef Boyardee as far as I'm concerned. But what you can do.
We won't go there.
The things, that, again, pizza is another thing that you can top with so many different things, and that crust you can do. So there's a variety of different things. I mean, you could take probably a similar topping such as that right there, that spinach dressing, and put it on there.
Yeah, I make a cream cheese and Parmesan sauce, kind of like an Alfredo, but it's a Parmesan sauce. And we've used that on pizza before.
All right, so I'm wondering, this has been a few
more.
You think we're good?
Yep.
All right, let's pull it on out of there.
You're ready.
Looking good.
You're ready to take a bite, aren't you?
I am. I'm beyond ready, to be honest with you.
So I did have some cauliflower ready to go. If you decide you want to add a side, you can just chop up your cauliflower.
Put it on there. I know it's going to kill
you. No, I want to cook it.
Oh, okay.
You can put it in the air fryer.
Oh.
Spray it with some spray butter or olive oil. Season it. I love the black truffle and sea salt. It's so, so good.
Today is truffle day today, by the way.
Oh. But anyway, just sprinkle that over top of it, spray it, put it in the air fryer for about 3 or 4 minutes, and it comes out perfect.
Do you know what a truffle actually is?
It's a mushroom.
I know.
Fungus.
I didn't know that. I thought a truffle was a dessert.
No, it's
I didn't
a
realize it was a fungus.
Yeah.
I looked that up today, by the way.
Today was the day you found out?
Well, yeah, because it was National Truffle Day, and I'm like, what is a truffle exactly? Why would we be celebrating a truffle?
Wait a minute. We need to move this.
All right.
Hold on.
I don't want to grab that plate or that pan. That's got to be hot.
Let me
look at you in one hand. I guess it's because I'm afraid of dropping it. I would probably use both hands on that. But all right, so there it is. It looks lovely as well. Very presentable on the eye. It looks rather bougie itself.
Actually, I was going to do the presentation a little bit different, but you got me sidetracked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I didn't get to do the cauliflower.
So this is bougie pork chops with the HR chick. Look, it's even getting more. She's bougieing it up with spinach leaf. Oh, on a bed of spinach. Served on a bed of spinach with a special spinach dip.
You can hand me a couple pieces of cauliflower.
Okay. Just to make it look good.
Yeah, just make it look good.
All right. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
All right. So, voila.
Now, typically, this would be cooked.
Voila.
Perfect.
Man, cauliflower does not smell good.
Woo! So, yeah.
Smells like JJ Studio.
So, JJ's feet?
Yeah, kind of.
You're saying JJ smells like...
Oh, I'm just kidding.
So
it's
look
nice
how pretty that is. That is a really nice.
That is beautiful.
Easy
now,
dish for Valentine's Day that you can do at home in your air fryer.
Now the question is, the true test is going to be in the taste.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. And then I got to run out real quick, not to spit it out. But I got to run and check on something real quick, and then I'll be right back. All right, we ready? Got the dip all smothered in it. Are you taking the first bite?
No, you are. I already know what they taste like. I've had these.
So here we go. You've had them.
Mm-hmm.
My first time. Ooh.
I know, right?
Wow.
I've had something similar to this before, and I'm not sure what it is.
I'm pretty sure you probably paid high dollar for it.
Yeah, I was.
And paid somebody else to do it for you.
You know what I'm thinking? When I bit into that,
mm-hmm.
I thought of Longhorn Steakhouse in Chillicothe. There's something there that I've gotten from Longhorn.
Do they have a stuffed?
I don't know. They may have something stuffed there. I don't know, but something that just made me think of that. It was really, really good.
See how perfectly.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you put it in there a little longer. Yeah. I mean, that is perfect. Thank you. I'll take another bite. Yes.
Yeah, I know you.
All right. All right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And
that's pretty good stuff.
That is delicious.
And because Dylan literally hates.
No, I actually want to try this. This looks really good.
Before you do that, Dylan, let me throw these other ones in real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So we can get these other ones out and get the other ones in because I have other people wanting to try these. So we'll get those started since we have a couple more minutes. These ones may take a little longer. They're a little thicker. So we'll do about 20, 22 minutes on these. I think it was on the thinner ones that I had already started to prep before I came to work today that were thinner and beat out. That took about 17 to 18 minutes. All right.
You know, if the Wi-Fi was working better, I'd probably run down to Mix 96 and have them go live on their Facebook and try these on air.
Oh, they're not on?
Their Wi-Fi is struggling. Oh, they're on air. Shoot. They're just not on Facebook.
On Facebook, okay. All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
They cut really nice. They look really pretty. You make sure you've got all the good stuff.
Oh, no. Spinach.
Yep. You'll be fine. I'm so glad we got this on video because he ate something green that wasn't Jell-O.
I'm conflicted.
Why?
Because it's good, but I don't know how I feel about the veggies.
You don't know how you feel about the veggies being good?
It's the pork chop that's good.
You don't like the sauce in the center? Mm-hmm. As you get older, you'll appreciate, I promise.
It's like when you trick a pill into a dog treat, and I cover it in peanut butter. It's like you took the veggies and you covered it in a pork chop and you're like, here, Dylan, try the pork chop.
But you tried it. That's the important
part.
And I did put an extra couple pieces of leaf lettuce spinach on there. Just,
you sprinkled it on real quick before you put it up.
Well, I'm going to try now. I know what these already taste like. Like the ones I had at home a couple weeks ago were amazing. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They are pretty good. I'll give you that for sure.
Yeah, maybe a little more seasoning if you like something a little salty, more garlic. I would probably do a little bit more garlic.
I don't know, because like the veggie wasn't bad. It's just I don't do mustard or like condiments like that either.
This
is
a really
meat.
Good.
So.
A smoky, sweet taste.
Yeah. It has
cheese
something
and spinach
like that. Sure.
I think maybe a little more pepper or garlic would be appropriate.
Now, what I actually really want to try. Is that cake?
Ah, okay. That's why you came over here.
Yeah, that was my reason.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a better piece that's not been eaten on.
Not eaten by Porterhouse.
Yeah, and it's going to still be on the same plate because I'm out of plates now.
The green plates. Or I guess the wall-colored plates.
Yeah. Have one clean fork ready for you.
All right, that works out. Set my keyboard down for a second.
There you go.
Now, strawberries I can do. I like strawberries.
Well, they're not green. Of course you can do them. Be sure you get some of the cake in there, because that cake is amazing. But I do think we need to put it in the fridge. Let it cool. It's not like a cookie that's perfect out of the oven. It does need to cool.
No, that's really good. It's just, it reminds me of something. I can't remember what it is. I guess like a melted Hershey's.
Yeah.
But it's also got the strawberry to it. And then it's got a little bit of that, just your standard, you know, strawberry cake. Oh, that's really good.
So we're going to put that in the fridge and enjoy that later this afternoon. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's see, where are we at on time? Oh, we're almost at our hour.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure.
He'll be back in. I think he was just doing the weather real quick over there. So I hope you get a chance to try this recipe. I'll have Dylan post it in the comments feed on this video for both the chocolate covered strawberry cake and the stuffed pork chop. Super easy.
Super good.
And Dylan had green vegetables today. Someone call his mom and tell her.
Yeah, that's not something I expected to do today.
I hope Jen's watching from her beachside whatever in her spray tan and all, witnessing this event.
It would be shocking. It's just turned into that, sure.
History in the making right here.
That is. It's probably the first veggie. Well, you know, I went to talk about, and I forgot to ask for no lettuce, so I didn't really have a choice.
But you ate lettuce on the wrap that you made.
Yeah.
It's iceberg lettuce, so it's not like I want to eat the lettuce. It's just there. In a solid
so,
form. There's no taste to lettuce, form. So it's easy.
It does have a taste, though, but it's just not a good taste.
Yeah. Iceberg lettuce does not have a good taste. I would agree with you there. Did you Google what Jell-O was made of?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to ruin Jell-O for myself.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that on the next cooking show. I don't know when the next one's going to be.
I'm not sure either.
I'd love to have a volunteer out there come in and do one of their like famous recipes that have made it to a cookbook or something like that. Yeah, if you know somebody that makes something pretty phenomenal, we'll try to work ourselves over into an actual kitchen somewhere.
Yeah,
because we can go remote now and do these on site, so we'll try doing that. I'm not going to wait for Porter much longer. It's really, really hot in here.
It really is, and we're about at the 10 o'clock hour.
So, we love him, but he has taken way too much time. Oh, wait a minute. Saw the light come on.
Oh, there he is!
Hey, nice
Porter House.
What are you doing? You're stealing my food?
He tried his own little slice, and he tried a bite of the pork chops.
Can I have one more bite of that? Because that's really, really... Just give me that whole piece right there. It'll be good. I didn't want a spinach. I'm not Popeye here. All right.
It's good.
Oh, I feel my muscles growing.
Right?
Hey, olive oil. This is something cool. Seriously, you're just scanning through TikTok and... You're just finding these recipes and doing them.
I have very limited time in the evenings. When I get home from work, I have roughly an hour and a half to 2 hours to get dinner done.
So we're talking...
Clean up, eat, and then clean up after dinner.
So this right here, total prep time from start to finish, less than an hour. I mean, prep time, cook to plate, less than an hour. Very tasty, and obviously very healthy. I mean, it's cooked in an air fryer. What else can you expect? It's going to be healthy. And seriously, with the dips and stuff, it's really, really good.
It is.
Well, I want to say thanks to everybody for tuning in today. We hope that you've enjoyed our, what do we call this?
I don't know.
The cooking
in the kitchen.
Cooking in the kitchen with the HR chick, I guess.
That's what it is today.
At least at Porterhouse. But we really appreciate you guys stopping by. We hope that you try. And if you do, please comment below.
Let us know how you like it.
Yeah. And send us a message on Facebook or something like that and say, hey, it was really good. I must have done it wrong because it really sucked. Whatever the case may be, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. If you have one you want us to try for you, want me to try for you, let me know. We'll get it on.
And I'm always good at try it, taste it. So we'll try it. Yeah. All right.
I'll cook it. He'll eat it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody.
See ya.